This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Somewhere in the bowels of the city that never sleeps,
Kevin McCullough, radio host with Salem Media,
is a man also not sleeping.
Syndicated radio talk show host Kevin McCullough.
And that guy would like a word with you.
Many of you know him from his books for Damas.
Of course that Kevin show is going to be great. The only thing that could be greater, of course, would be that Donald show. But we don't have that, so we have that Kevin show.
Featuring the music of Dick Tunney and the Dream in Color Orchestra. Still to come, sketch comedy tonight from High Rez the Rapper and John B. Chris. An officer of the British Empire, Keith Getty. Something fun for everyone. And back in the spotlight, it's City Alike. And now, from Times Square, where Nikki Haley was spotted just this week, begging the pizza rats and their union for endorsements in New Hampshire. Here's the...
Well, I'm not sure that they were offering presidential endorsements, Dave, in the presidential race. Did they do that? I did see this little fella trying to get up that escalator. Bless his heart. It's a long way to get up there. Exercising futility, looks like. All right, let's get to the news. For Assignment Desk Weekend, I'm Kevin McCullough. President Biden has endured a rough week. Pictured here, trying to remember his own name, the president was forced to admit that the southern border was not secure. When asked his opinion on why, the president replied, "I've been saying this for 10 years. Give me more money." Press correspondents were unclear and a bit confused if he was referring to Congress or his recurring role in the Hunter Biden saga, where he's known simply as the big guy. You know, 10% more money. President got worse news this week as his climate czar, John Kerry, informed him he would be leaving the administration. Kerry, pictured here, coughing up a hairball, also assured President Biden that his departure had nothing to do with the fact that Congress is looking into how his office, at the climate czar, spent $1 billion this year when the annual budget is $16.7 million and overusing the executive branch's credit card by $983 million. Speaking of spendthrifts, thanks to X, formerly known as Twitter, a clip has now surfaced of Georgia Attorney General Fannie Willis saying on tape that she would fire anyone in her department who sleeps with a coworker, as well as pledging to never date anyone that worked under her, as well as acknowledging how bad it would be for taxpayers to have to fund sex misconduct trials. Minutes later, she called take backsies when The Hill found the credit card receipts from her recent work trip to Napa Valley with someone that she hired but who somehow doesn't work in her office, who she's also not dating per se, but just casually sleeping with. Speaking of people needing to get fired, evidently the publisher of License for Sports Illustrated got tired of the swimsuit issues being themed with obese models and articles subtitled The Tug and Tuck Season. The sports magazine laid off massive numbers this week, claiming they want to get back to covering good old binary sports. And they should be glad, those that are laid off at Sports Illustrated, that they weren't a Condé Nast property. Because this week, Anna Wintour, seen here just having thrown a small child's cat off a skyscraper, conducted terminations at a website called Pitchfork. Anna Wintour ran a site called Pitchfork. Anyway, she conducted the terminations in the conference room while never removing her famous sunglasses at Pitchfork. Speaking of violence, Alec Baldwin, captured here on film moments before shooting his director in the face, will now stand trial for negligent manslaughter of the director that he shot in the face. Oddly, the case was replaced when formerly secretive evidence was finally revealed on film in which the actor held a gun, pointed it at his director, and pulled the trigger at her face. They discovered the evidence, and it forced his trial to go back into court. And finally, Joe Biden wasn't the only one that had a rough time this week in the Biden family. Jill Biden, trying to do her part for the campaign, since it's underway, decided she would hit the campaign trail and campaign at a high school on behalf of her husband. She got somewhat flummoxed when someone in the crowd inquired to her, cautiously, carefully, compassionately, about her son Hunter's drug issues. You know, the ones that were on the laptop that, you know, was supposedly Russian misinformation that turned out not to be? Those drug issues. You know, the ones in all the films where he's naked with underage relatives and so forth? Those drug issues. She was asked about the drug issues, and while the First Lady seemed genuinely rattled, the gathered dozen or so supporters showed steadfast loyalty to the Biden family. In fact, one attendee even made homemade signs, holding one up here that said, "We love Hunter High." For Assignment Desk Weekend, I'm Calvin McCullough.
It's your boy Barry, a.k.a. Big O. And I'm the host and the judge of today's rap battle between Trump the Don and my good friend Biden.
Hey, Biden, I know what's on that laptop hiding. You can fool your voters, but half the country, they know you're lying. I'll never go to jail. The DA keep on trying. All the billions you supply into Ukraine, people dying. You got blood on your hands, what your puppet masters do. They're coming after me. They should be coming after you. But we know the whole swamp is evil, and that's the truth. You can go and ask Julian Assange for the proof. You said black people who don't vote for you are not black. You locked up tons in the 80s for some crack. A crisis at your border. And of course you turned your back. What happens is forgiven college loans. Come on, Jack. You said you don't support gays a decade ago. Career politicians will say anything for your vote. At press conferences you're reading what somebody else wrote. You're controlled by BlackRock and Vanguard like Trudeau. Your wife is not a doctor, but she says she is. Why, Joe? Hey, Joe, who wrote the 94 crime bill? Here's to the most famous president. 3 cheers, your daughter said you showered with her well into her teen years. You said Obama was the first well-groomed black man. You eulogize Robert Byrd. Please give up the act, man. Messing with me? You messed up big time. Oh, I can't forget 10% to the big guy. Good luck, Joe. Good luck beating that creepy Joe, sleepy Joe. Can't wait to see what you got.
Any trouble? My legs and the kids, they would rub the hair. And Corn Pop was a bad dude. This is my wife, and this is my sister. Hey, how did I get here? What's going on? Ronald Crump. Who am I battling? If you're not black, then you don't vote for me. If you don't vote for me, you're not black. Hey,
Pop was a bad dude.
Why'd you sit? Fight. Come on,
this
man.
This is my sister.
So, hey,
no.
How did I get here?
Well, Joe, that was pretty special. Let us know in the comments down below who you think won the rap battle. And who you'd like to see next.
Well, if you're not black, then you don't vote for me.
It's literally 11 a.m. I'm trying to sleep.
What have I taken from my country this year? Let's see. 2 stimulus checks, weekly unemployment, student loan forgiveness. What have I contributed to my country?
Come in here. I'm going to show you some of the participation trophies I earned as a kid.
Siri, apply for jobs for me.
I'm not sure I understand.
See, I'm literally doing everything I can. I mean, what? Does money not grow on these?
Definition of work. Activity involving mental or physical effort done in order to achieve a purpose or result. People do this? I mean, no, I'm not formally employed, but I do a lot of stuff during the day, okay? I, you know, meditate, first of all. Sometimes I fall asleep, but then I water my plants. I read. I blog. I drink water. Hey, Dad. Yeah, can you transfer some more money to my account? No, it is an emergency. Coachella tickets go on sale next week. I got a LinkedIn this week, so I should be hearing about a job pretty soon. Oh, you got to apply? Oh, I thought they just called you. Okay. Okay, my Uber Eats is taking 27 minutes. Can't find a driver. Does no one want to work in this country? When is the next stimulus check coming?
That's Kevin.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Kevin McCullough.
Welcome back. Kevin McCullough welcoming you to That Kevin Show. And as we are wont to do, later this hour we will have yet another selection from our new music spotlight artist this week. City Alight is their name. That may be a new name for you, but in the last hour you heard their compilation with Kristen Getty in a song originally written by the Gettys called In Christ Alone. And ladies and gentlemen, speaking of the Gettys, put your hands together and welcome Keith Getty.
Sir, how are you?
Oh, fantastic. Happy New Year, Kevin. Very jealous that you're in Times Square and we're in all these other little, you know, parochial joints, but great to see you.
Well, when you were here for Christmas, I believe there was a conversation about you bringing your bride back in January or February of this year, and we're going to do dinner and see a show. So let's get on top of that.
Well, 20 years ago, Valentine's Day this year, I proposed to the woman of my dreams in New York. Took her to Tiffany's, and then we went to one is by land, two is by sea, you know, the French restaurant in Greenwich Village. We just walked around New York, walked to the museums, had the greatest day. And so we're going to probably try and relive that a little bit.
And beyond that, she actually said yes, which was the best surprise of all.
I think that's the whole thing. You know, I think that's the thing that still surprises a lot of people, you know, but. That's the thing about advice to marrying up. Only 50% of people can do it, you know?
Yeah. Well, and most of us have. So there you go. Well, it's good to see you, friend. Thanks for being back. For people that are not familiar, if you're listening by way of radio or watching by way of television, Keith and Kristen are probably the most prominent hymn writers on the planet. You may not even know what a hymn is, but if you are part of the church in some sort of classic sense, you understand that hymns were songs that were sung all the way through the history of the church, and they are continuing that discipline and practice even to this day. Keith, on average, how many hymns do you and Kristen hope to write in a given 12-month period?
I mean, you write all the time, you know, I mean, you usually start 100 ideas about a year on average, but 100 ideas that you begin to think these are really good. We usually end up recording half a dozen. And what we find over the years is two or three of them become popular. I think we're about to hit our 100th CCLI top 2000 songs.
Oh, wow.
So, which sounds good, except when you've been doing it for 24 years, that means, okay, it's good, but you know, it's only maybe 4 years. So it's a lot of hard work.
And I want to ask about that because I'm going to drop the curtain a little bit, let people see into the machination. But you write a song, you may write it as a solo artist work that you put on your album as an artist. But then there's these other layers of how that song becomes popular. And let's deal with your most widely well-known song called In Christ Alone. That was originally released, I don't know how many albums back, as just a performance that you and Kristen did. But it has since gone on to become one of the most well-recognized songs on the entire globe. Choral arrangements, there's rock band arrangements, there's all kinds of things in between. And what is it that makes a hymn kind of transform from that simple kind of solo performance to be something that all of a sudden everyone around the world is singing?
Well, it's you know, it's funny. In Christ Alone was the first song we released, and so you know, it's been kind of it's been one of those great blessings in life, but also a little bit of a false dawn because you can't really repeat that. You know, I was in a golf match 2 days ago. And one of the guys who knew the song said, it's kind of like going to Augusta and getting a hole in one the first time you play.
They won't quite beat that.
Yeah. So, but you know, the Lord opened doors, and because of that, the Lord opened doors to introduce them wider. And we felt it was so important because the Bible itself is 20% poetry and songs. God has made us from the beginning of the world in Genesis to the end of the world in Revelation. God has made us people who worship him. And get to know him and get to know ourselves and our communities better, partly by what we sing. And that's why throughout history, if you want to know the spiritual temperature of a people, you look at what they sing. And we were, of course, back in 2000, just deeply concerned about the spiritual temperature of where the church, certainly in the West, was going, in Britain and America, by the songs that they were singing. Mm-hmm. And that's not just churches that have got theology that's dubious or just absent. That's even in conservative churches or in Bible strong teaching churches. What was being sung did not mirror what was being preached. And I'm not saying it was wrong. I'm just saying it didn't mirror the sense of priority, the sense of depth, the sense of reverence, the sense of true understanding of ourselves just was completely absent.
As much as I've been around music artists in the secular and Christian arena, and having some music background myself with some experience in performance and other things, the idea that where we were headed in 2000 was maybe a little bit dangerous is certainly something that was resonating, I would say, in the church community. On the lay level, especially. I mean, and I'm not here to single out a single song, but there is a phrase called the sloppy wet kiss effect, in which that phrase was used in a specific song that I think a lot of people went, wait a second, where is the greatness of God and the goodness of his truth, in such description? And again, I'm not drawing a judgment about that song. I'm just saying you guys have, since that time, you've tacked strategically towards something very different, and you probably had no idea that it was going to go where it went, did you?
Well, no, and we couldn't have had. I mean, it was it really was the kindness of the Lord. Of course, it was Stuart Townend, who I still feel to this day was much more talented than I am, and but it just opened doors to work with confessional right. churches, parents and grandparents around the world who were concerned about what was being sung, and now of course. Our organization represents 14 writers. There are 14 of us trying to do this. And I think, candidly, a lot of the others do it better than I do. But it is certainly a privilege to get to work
Last
together.
Week, we had on the show featured a secular independent artist by the name of Ruthie Kraft. And I asked her about her songwriting kind of discipline. Does she wait for inspiration or does she write consistently? Because she's left the job of doing other things to be a musician full time, and there's a certain amount of all in that she's having to throw that she's never known before because of other financial safety nets, et cetera. And she said the best thing she ever did was get into a writer's group where she's held accountable, and every week she's given a thought and she's told she has to write a song. And the group that she's part of every single week, they're all engaging in that practice. Is it inspiration? Is it discipline? The musician and the songwriter can't really always answer that question, can they?
Yeah, no, it's all of the above, my brother-in-law makes movies, and I was talking to him yesterday saying, I'm just sort of frustrated that my first week back, I haven't, worked harder as a songwriter, and he reminded me that every creative does things differently.
Yep.
So if you take, how you do marriage, how you do learning, Every writer is different. I can even look at my career and go, I actually had four different phases. I had a phase that I wrote with Stuart Townend, where I was the apprentice. Then I had a phase that Kristen and I and Stuart worked together, where she really brought this fresh energy to what we were doing. Then we came to Nashville, and as the industry was beginning to take notice of what we did, other people began to bring their flavors to what we did. And then the fourth phase, I was a writer-publisher, where I was working with a team of people. And each of those phases have brought new people.
We're talking with Keith Getty, hymn writer, and some big news this last week. We're going to tell you about all of that and some plans for 2024. Stay tuned.
Ready or not, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. More snow in store for more than 100 million Americans this weekend. Forecasters say two back-to-back storms will spread at least 3 inches of snow across some 18 states from Wyoming to New York. President Biden still believes there can be a solution between Israel and Palestine. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters Friday that Biden made those comments to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Those comments come after Netanyahu rejected the idea for a Palestinian state once the conflict in Gaza is over. Japan has now become the fifth country to successfully land on the moon. Their lander touched down on the moon yesterday.
It's obvious the unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing, but you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Kevin McCullough, so glad to have you with us. And it's so much fun on That Kevin Show to chat with people that are great in their individual industries and disciplines. My guest this hour right now is Keith Getty, a hymn writer. That may be a word you're not familiar with, H-Y-M-N, but it is basically the liturgy of the music of the church. It is the stuff that they sing in the context of worshiping God in the Christian church. And Keith, we were talking about the pool of writing to kind of hone down and find the nuggets. I was reading something towards the end of the year on Taylor Swift, and I believe for her album 1989, she composed more than 2,000 songs, of which 13 ended up getting put on the record. So, and it's not really any different if you're a church musician or if you're not a church musician. You're pursuing the diamond amongst everything else that's laying there.
No, that's right. That's right. And people don't seem to understand that. As a publisher, the hardest part of my job by far is talking to my writers and trying to help them realize that this is a great song. But if the question is, will this be sung by hundreds of thousands and millions of people? I think the answer is no. You know, and that's part of it, because they pour themselves into it. And I'm in it for myself as well. And even talking to my wife, you know, it's musicians, writers, creatives, the thing with Chris is they feel everything. Do you know what I mean? And so having to have that sort of, that ruthless focus to it, it's tough.
Now, you were, just this last week, you re-released In Christ Alone. City of Light released it in Sydney, Australia. And this is significant because as it is your first tune, it's now been translated in languages around the world. And you guys are excited, but there's also some due diligence you're trying to work on. Explain what's going on with it.
Well, no, this recording, as you covered last year, we did the world tour, and we got to play some extraordinary places. You know, we got to play the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville. We did an American tour. Then we took it to Europe. We did the Belfast Arena, sold out arena, 8,500 people. We took it to Asia, did some shows in Singapore, and we did like teaching things for the church in each country. And then we finished in Australia, and the closing night was at Sydney Opera House. And we finished that night with City of Light joining us to do In Christ Alone. And we thought it was such a special sort of seismic moment that we thought we'd just record that and put it out. And so it came out today, and it's a really special moment. What City of Light really represents the next generation of people thinking theologically and deeply about church. And we just love it. We are big fans. So yeah.
But you were talking about In Christ Alone specifically and how the translations, even on YouTube, like you're trying to make sure that when it gets translated, that the right meaning gets translated.
And that's right. You know, so we, with our foundation, with Lausanne this year and with our world tours, are working all the time. Last year, the Sing conference is at over 55 nations coming to it. And I think 52 from different nations, where we actually spent time with leaders, with leaders of the next generation. So it's an extraordinary thing to people. What we learned and what we were naive about is we just presumed everybody would do accurate and good translations of the songs. But actually what's happened is, basically, once a YouTube version has 50,000 hits, that becomes the established version in that country. And the two big problems are, often the translations are not what we would call singing poetry. So if you're not singing poetry, it's no fun to sing. And if you know it's no fun to sing, it's an enjoyable thing, you don't sing it. That's just life. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then is over half of them don't include a lot of the more fundamental doctrines that we have in the song. So they've cut out all the doctrines. Make the song simpler, and they hopefully make the song more accessible. But that's a place we don't want to go. So over the next 3 years, we're basically doing 7 new versions of it in different languages to encourage people to try it out in those languages.
That's going to be quite a haul, because to get singing poetry and doctrine combined, that's going to take some linguistic art. So best wishes on all of that. You've also kicked off the year with 7 songs that you want the church to sing. Can you give us a little preview of what that's all about?
We're all released in the last 18 months, and it's just our different writers doing different things. All My Boasts in Jesus and Rejoice are two opening songs for opening a service. Sky Peterson wrote the song I Am Not My Own about identity, which we think is a hugely vital song. Then a song called I Set My Hope in Jesus, which was subtitled Hymn for a Deconstructing Friend. And it's trying to help us sing through our doubts and our fears. Appointments. We did one on called The Lord Almighty Reigns with Blessing Offer, which is a hymn about heaven. We did one for communion called Coming to Jesus. And then finished with a song called Our God Will Go Before Us to close the service. So it's different songs for different parts of your service. And we feel by just including 7, we're encouraging everybody to do most of them, if not all of them, in their church and learn them this year. And our company are giving all the music away.
That's great. That is great. Keith Getty, a pleasure to have you with us tonight. Thanks for being here.
Kevin, it's always our pleasure. Happy New Year to you and your family.
Thank you much. Kevin McCullough coming back from New York. Don't go away.
Ready or not, we'll be right back.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Now, back to that Kevin show with Kevin McCullough.
Well, it's great to have you with us on this Saturday night. And just before we get back to the Music Spotlight stage, because the City of Light has another great song for us tonight, Jesus Strong and Good. I want Strong and Kind. I want you to enjoy this one. And there's a very special connection. You're going to see some young ladies in this video that are former slaves that were taken out of the sex slave industry and rescued. And City of Light works alongside of that group and doing some great stuff, but it's going to be very special. But I'm kind of jazzed about something. This last week, a good Samaritan who shall not be named, though if he's watching tonight, he knows exactly who he is, helped me set up for the first time ever That Kevin Store. And you can run over to thatkevinstore.com and see for yourself all the cool things. Now, I kind of went nuts this week. So I've got like a whole list of things coming for like my bride and the family and stuff. We're gonna do because I'm just I love merch. Merch is so cool. But Ivan, you want a coffee mug? I'm gonna get you a coffee mug. How about you, Owen? You both want hoodies? Which the sand in the black? Okay. Well, they look really good, so they're on your way. Anyway, you too can have that Kevin Store hoodie or coffee mug or any number of other things. And we've got other stuff coming. My books that I've written are going to be located at thatkevinstore.com very soon. And we've got more and more mischievous ideas to get into as well as we delve into the presidential election cycle. There's going to be, well, let's just say it's just going to lend itself to some creative opportunity. ThatKevinStore.com. Go check out the merch. And I'm going to do this. If you get a coffee mug and you pose with it in an interesting locale, say you're on top of the Empire State Building or on a bridge in your local town or on your honeymoon, something crazy, send me the picture at thatkevinshow@gmail.com, thatkevinshow@gmail.com. Send me the picture. And if it makes the airwaves, we'll send you a little something as our way of saying thank you. But I want to see where that Kevin Show mug can end up all over the place. Because I think it would be fun to where in the world is that Kevin Show? So check it out. Go to thatkevinstore.com. Pick for yourself. There's some cool stuff. I really like the black hoodies. I think they're going to be cool. And there may or may not be a whole stash of stuff coming for the McCullough family shortly. Of course, I'm going to put them to work. They're like my best billboards. Here, wear this. Dad, do I have to wear it? Yes, wear it. Get out of the house. Go show people. Anyway, someone else I want to say thank you to is Swiss America. Swiss America has been in the precious metals business for about 40 years. They have the best reputation amongst the established gold and silver companies that are out there. But what I really like about what they're doing right now is they are warning the entire country about something called the war on cash. And if you're not familiar with it, they have an entire researched paper that they've gone through. I think it's like 10 different versions where they have added new information to it because stuff continues to come out about how the federal government, how the banking system, how with all of the electronic accounts and everything's connected, right? I just changed my phone over this week. We just got, I'd been on the 12 and I got the 15, and you would have thought I had to go to like tech school to learn all the new stuff all over again. Like I'm getting old and stupid. That's my problem, and I'm not as tech savvy as I once was. But here's the thing. The government's way more savvy than me, and they have figured out if you have transactions going on in your Venmo, if your PayPal is used, if you send $600 one way or you receive it from coming somewhere else, they're gonna make sure you pay taxes on it. There's all kinds of stuff that they're trying to do via electronic snooping now. And part of why they don't want cash in circulation is because they cannot keep track of your cash transactions. And that's one of the, I think that's one of the best reasons why, and I talked to a buddy of mine who's in the security business, and it's all he's done. He's a specialist in it. And I asked him, we were at his house for dinner a few weeks ago, and I said, so in the event that, you know, the apocalypse goes down, What are you, how are you saying? Well, I've got, you know, X number of suitcases of cash in my safe in my house. And then next to that, I've got X number of suitcases of gold and silver. But gold and silver have inherently more value to them in what they actually physically are than even the cash does. But the government doesn't want you to have any of it. They want to know, track, and understand every single second, every transaction, every piece you've spent wherever. And if they can in some way reach in there and put a tax on it, that's what they want to do. So what I want you to do is I want you to have this free report from Swiss America. It's called The Secret War on Cash. They'll send it to you absolutely free. You just call and get it. It's quite a read. It takes a little while to work your way through it, but
everything in there is like jaw-dropping. Here's how you get it. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, and ask for the Secret War on Cash, and they'll send it to you. You can also request it by going to SwissAmerica.com/ThatKevinShow, SwissAmerica.com/ThatKevinShow, or call 800-289-2646. But either way, get that report, get it into your hands, and then let it help inform you of steps you need to take. Because it's not going to be the same for everybody. A good chunk of my portfolio is in precious metals, probably more than what's in percentage-wise than what even a lot of financial advisors advise. It's my comfort level. It's how I set up my portfolio. You don't have to set your portfolio up like me. But you should have some diversification. You should have some hard assets. Because if it goes down, you can't spend a stock certificate. You can't. To even liquidate it, you need an electronic market to be open. And guess who's going to control the electronic markets? Just saying. So get the Secret War on Cash, 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, or go to SwissAmerica.com/ThatKevinShow, SwissAmerica.com/ThatKevinShow. When we come back, a big way to end the night.
Ready or not, we'll be right back.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick. And I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Serving it up with a no-drink minimum. It's that Kevin Show.
You heard Keith Getty earlier in the hour talk about the remarkable songwriting skills of a group called City of Light from Sydney, Australia. Their second selection tonight, Jesus, Strong and Kind. Sydney, Australia, and a very special night where they commemorated the 20th anniversary of In Christ Alone with Kristen Getty and Keith Getty earlier in the show. Special thanks to Laura Trump, Mark Lauder, Hi Rez, John B. Christ, everyone. We'll see you next week.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.